Patient's name is Haley BD, first name H-A-I-L-E-Y, last name B-E-A-T-Y, date of birth is 3/5/1993, date of service is 5/31/2022. History of present illness is 29-year-old female presents to the clinic to follow up on her neck pain and to discuss her MRI results. Patient was sent last week to have MRI of her cervical and lumbar spine. Unfortunately, patient became very claustrophobic and was only able to complete her lumbar spine. Patient was not interested in getting any form of sedation. So she was here to review those results. We did call the MRI facility, but they will not have those MRI results read until tomorrow. So we'll just evaluate the patient and schedule her for her next appointment next week. Allergies to morphine, current medications, multivitamins, Inflexeril, Motrin, medical history deny, surgical history deny, social history, denies drugs, etiolate or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 151 over 82, heart rate 91, respiratory 16, temp 98.6, O2 98, and she weighs 201.6 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck, negative JVD. She has a good range of motion, but she does have point tenderness to right lateral side of her neck with 90 degree rotation. There's no swelling noted to that area. Chest S1, S2, respirations even on labor, cleared auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, and back. She has no swelling or erythema to her lumbar spine, just point tenderness with bending, twisting motions. Assessment and plan number 1. Cervical strain, number 2, lumbar strain, status post-motor vehicle accident. We did schedule a patient to come in to review the MRI results from her lumbar MRI next week, but I am going to refer the patient to physical therapy to see if we can work on exercises and different ways we can help to decrease some of the pain that she is having. She states that she still has some of the Flexeril and Motrin left from her previous visit, so she'll continue to take those whenever she does have exacerbations of pain. Patient does agree with this plan of care, and she was given opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.